across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Susie Thorpe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I've got some fans of Bob Marley in the studio today. I've got home styling experts Sam Broom and Alexa Stevenson, and they're from their company Space Stages. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. Now, of course, the theme is running through my show this morning because we had the Wood Green Animals charity coming in to talk about their shops and how they want people to clear out all their stuff from the January and the moment, the December crisis, New Year, suddenly we want to come in and sort it out. But you both have an extraordinary company because you go in and help people sort out what they have in their house, don't they? Either to sell or if they just want to have a clear out.
Yes.
Tell us about this Space Stages. Why are you in this business?
Well, we set it up really just having looked at properties on Rightmove and that kind of thing, and seen how sometimes people don't actually, it sounds awful, but they don't actually even bother to make the bed before their house goes on the market. So we've been having this kind of discussion about, why would you do that? It's like turning up for a, you know, smart job interview wearing your pyjamas, really. And had a little think about it, looked on the internet to see if there were any businesses in Cambridge doing it. Because it's very similar to things like, there used to be programmes like House Doctor and things, which have sort of died down a bit now, but that kind of idea. Couldn't find anything and just thought, hey, why don't we do it? People are always asking us, you know, for help with their homes generally anyway.
There was a definitely gap in the market. So
why have people, friends, have been asking you? Why you two?
Because we've got great style.
I love it. You see, that's what happens on radio. You just come out with what you feel is right. And quite right. So you have great style. You have a feel for these particular areas of house changes, basically. So people will either come to you because they're selling a house. That's probably one of the most important things.
Yeah, that's the main one we found.
They just want to clear out and they need to sort out.
Or they don't have time to style.
Exactly.
That was the surprise, actually. When we set it up, we did really think it would mainly be because people are trying to sell their homes. And yet we've had, you know, two recently where one person had an extension built and just, well, they weren't actually using the space at all. So they've got all this lovely space, not really using it. So that was one. And then another, they'd actually built their own house, and it's kind of like just tying it all together and learning about the space that they're living in and how they can best use it.
Most people really don't have a design degree. I mean, they put things in like we all do and we make it very comfortable and cozy, but it's about utilising your space, isn't it? For selling your house or for that. So what the top tips... give us some top tips. Don't give the game away, but obviously some top tips will be very useful this morning.
The picture is a good idea. Take a picture of your space and then look at the picture and then see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, it's easier to see because this is particularly if you're selling your property, because generally the first thing people will see is the photographs on Rightmove, so make your bed. but the photographs on Rightmove, and it does look very different. It's you know, you notice wires and things, you know, that you don't when you walk into the room if you're living in it all the time, or have an outsider come in. I mean, Alexa can walk into my house and would spot something that I don't notice because I'm used to living, you know, I'm used to just walking past it every day, you know. So photographs are really good because it allows you to see the things that you normally miss.
And make the room flows together. So you go from one space to another with not one theme, but something that goes together.
Yeah, absolutely. Open space seems to be the very sort of fashionable thing, doesn't it? And I don't think it'll go away. I think it's a really good idea to have your kitchen, if you can, with your living room. You're rolling your eyes a bit, Alexa, here.
I'm starting to quite like the coziness of a nice living room.
Opposed to linking it to a kitchen.
But you can have that as well.
Yes, you can have that as well, absolutely. And not everybody can do it, but I, you know, olden days when someone who was cooking, I won't say women, but somebody was cooking in the kitchen and everybody else is in the living room. It's an isolated space.
Yes.
So for me, it's all about... So for people with rooms that you go in and you identify not things for them to buy, but things that they have currently have. So from an environmental point of view, this is a good thing, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, that, I mean, that's really important and a good thing to stress, because we're not really... interior designing, you know, in that you go out and you buy all this stuff. We especially, you know, when
we love shopping, though.
Yeah, we do love shopping. Sourcing is one of our specialities. But now I've lost my thread.
No, it's all about
it's reusing what you've already got. And that is very environmentally friendly.
So we've talked about, for a top tip, is taking a photo of your own room, living room, whatever, kitchen, mm-hmm. and then sort of reevaluating it. And that's really easy to do. We all have iPhones now, or we all have smartphones, and we can do that and look instantly at it and see where we need to move it. But from a point of view of somebody completely lost and doesn't own, they're not selling their place.
Mm-hmm.
And as you just said, make your bed. That's
yeah, that's if you're selling. And if you're my daughter, just make your bed.
Yeah. But another tip for them to think about.
I think creating depth is a really good idea. So if you're thinking of sort of like a table, or, you know, sort of like areas of interest, one thing looks lost. It's worth moving different things around, you know, thinking of the shapes of things
or
rather
creating
than
a focal point.
Yeah.
Good point, actually. Focal point's good.
So, like, so you want depth in the so like vignettes kind of things, but also depth in the room. So that, and that's, you know, that's important as from a living point of view for having, you know, sort of like an aesthetically pleasing space, but also from a sales point of view as well. It feels less sterile than perhaps, you know, if you look at show homes, I think a lot of them lack depth, really. It's a few, they've got, you know, the smart painting on the wall, they've got this.
The table is already done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, I can see you don't like them. But colours are an interesting point, actually, because I think most people are frightened of colours. They don't want to. They're afraid that the things that won't match. But actually, I don't think it matters sometimes, does it, about colours? Or what do people see when they want to buy a house? Do people want plain colours, or do they don't mind colours coming in?
Well, it used to be white, white, white.
Yes, that's right.
And I think now people are less afraid of colours, and especially bold colours, having a wall that is really striking, but you need a really strong color, and people are a bit wary of that, but I think a really nice wallpaper, something rich and
I think it's because, you know, it's like if you say to somebody you know, get your house ready for sale, I think instinctively people think, okay, I've got to depersonalize it, I need white walls so that everyone can picture their own stuff. But I don't, you know, it's not really the case, I don't think. I think give it some personality, a story, and then someone else wants to buy into that story and make it theirs.
So now we're going back to your company, of course, which is called Space Stages. And interesting word. Why did you come up with Space Stages? That's put you on the spot a bit, hasn't it?
I didn't think of an answer to that one.
Oh, well, anyway, I'm just getting up on the website, actually. I love it. Space Stages, styling homes to sell. Well, absolutely, styling homes to sell, but also for anybody else who wants to declutter, which you've got here as well, clean and depersonalise. I like that one. Why would you want to depersonalise your
own living
room?
Because if you have too much picture of your grandkids, kids, and we all have.
Oh, yeah.
Some people will come into your house and think, you know, I can't really live here. You know, it's...
That's a really good point.
So taking pictures away are really things that you love.
Yeah.
But people might not.
That is a really,
you know,
really good
point. If you have a snow globe collections everywhere, you know, something to be... Yeah,
you're a puzzle
great,
somewhere. Yeah, I know what you mean. That's a really good advice. Now, this is fantastic. We want to make sure that everybody gets to see it. So it's thespacestages.com, and I think it's a really, really interesting concept, and I wish you all the best for that. I've got to say, Alexa, you told me a story about your mum, because your name... Your mother-in-law, right? Because Julian on Cambridge Press said, keep mentioning Alexa. It'll set off all the Alexas around the world. I said, yeah, but it's great fun. Let's do it. But your mum, tell us about that story about your mum.
No, so my mother-in-law.
Your mum-in-law,
yeah,
sorry.
My mother-in-law. I was in a house. I was staying over overnight, and So the morning, I was having my breakfast, the radio was on, and she was in front of me, we were talking, and at a point she said, "Alexa, stop." And it really startled me. And I was just like, "Stop what?" And she said, no, I'm just talking to the Alexa there. And so, yeah.
So it's not her fault, is it, really, that Alexa came up as the name for the... But it's a lovely name, but it does make me laugh. And, you know, it's funny because I haven't heard anybody being called that name before. And then within 2 days, I've met two people.
I've met another one in Cambridge as well.
Right. I think probably the same one. We'll have a chat about that after. But anyway, it's been a pleasure having you here. I wish you all the best. I think it's a fantastic concept.
Thank you
very
much.
The space stages, styling your homes and literally helping people to sort out their houses, whether to sell or declutter or clean or repair or whatever. It's a great idea. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that, of course, I was talking to Sam Broom and Alexa Stevenson. There's home styling experts from Space Stages.
This is Susie Thorpe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.